Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, you pick up $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Hey, what's up? I'm calling in. About my girl. Yeah, we was in the car together, and she found condoms in the car.
Hold on. What's your name, bro?
Oh, Darius.
Darius. All right. So, good morning to you, Darius. So, you say you and your girl was in the car.
Yeah, we was in the car together. She ended up finding condoms. But thing is, it's one of my partner condoms, but I was so frustrated, I don't know, I was lying over and over, so I guess she caught on and all that. I don't know why she didn't believe me. If I said I ain't planning there, then why you stressing over it then?
So what's your girl name? What's your lady name?
Grace.
Grace. And you want us to call Grace to say and do what?
Try to convince her that it wasn't my condom, because I know it wasn't my condom.
All right. That's what we're going to do.
All right.
we'll attempt to get Grace on the phone. Hopefully, she will spare you and have grace upon you in this situation. Put your phone on mute. Don't say nothing until it's time for you to come in. You'll definitely know when it's time for you to come in. All right?
I got you.
All right. Hold on.
Child, it sound all bad.
It is. It's how black women do us. They don't believe us when we tell the truth. They don't believe us when we lie. So just make something up then.
Hello?
Good morning. My sweet Grace.
This is she. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, sweetheart. How you doing? Look, ain't nobody checking in but your favorite cousin. This is Young Jock. I got Sue Solo and Shawty Shawty on the phone with the Streets Morning Takeover, Grace. We got
Hey.
Hello. That's what's up, baby.
Hey, so
we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update.
Okay.
First question, if you don't mind, are you seeing someone at the moment?
Well, I was seeing someone, but that's over.
Okay. What's the name of the individual? Male, female, what?
No, I don't go that way, but no. His name is Darius.
Darius?
And he's a liar. Darius.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh.
Well,
why is he a liar?
Yeah, we want to know.
Okay.
Because this is why we called, because Darius called us and... apparently, you know, you left a mark on his heart, and he don't want to let go.
What? Okay, first of all, we was dating for like maybe about 4 or 5 months, you know, and I had a suspicion that he might be cheating on me, you know, because his stories just wasn't adding up, and you know, he couldn't account for time, you know, lost time, like. So basically, this is what I did. I planted a condom in his car. It was open. I opened the pack. I put the condom in there. And when he came to pick me up, I was like, what is this? And he made every excuse in the book, like, it ain't his. He don't know where it came from. You know, he started stuttering and this, that, and the other. I was like, who are you with? Because I know that, you know, this ain't for us because we don't even use condoms. So where'd you get it from? You know, and he was going on about, oh, that was old. Then he came up with some story about it's his homeboys. And I mean, he just came out lie after lie.
Yeah.
So I just was like, you know what? Don't even worry about it. I'm done.
Oh,
so
man. Yeah, because that just makes it seem like he'll lie about anything, anytime.
No, right. No, don't try to shape this toward the women. Ma'am,
whatever.
The man was scared. Listen. If you're with your lady... if you're with your girl and you look down and you see a rubber on your back seat, you're like, oh, God, how do I explain this? Y'all don't use rubber. There's no way to explain it. So, of course, he's going to try to.
So
why would you set him up?
Listen, because I felt like he was lying. All he had to do, he should have just been like, I don't know. I have no idea how that got in my car. I swear to you.
But he said.
Instead, he started making up stories. He talked about it must have been old. Then he said, oh, it must have been his homeboys. But no, you should have came with it was your homeboys to begin with. Then I might have would have believed you.
All right, so listen, Grace. I'm going to just go on and let it be known, man. Darius heard everything. He's actually on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Grace, you hear me?
Hello?
Hear me right now?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why you set me up like that. It don't make no sense.
Because you are a liar. I know you're screwing somebody else.
Yeah, but I done told you that I didn't even plan them and stuff, so... I don't know why you
okay,
set me up like that.
Okay, it's not about planning. It's not about planning it. It's about you coming clean about what you were doing.
Okay, so sis, I feel you. You basically did it because he's been a liar. And you was trying to see, I feel you. I'm not saying I would do it, but I understand why you did.
But I knew he was cheating because we don't use condoms. I'm allergic to condoms. And he used a condom with somebody else. So when we had sex, because we do it raw back, okay, when we had sex, I ended up getting a bacterial infection. The only time I get a bacterial infection is if I done mess with somebody that don't use the condom because they cause issues down there for me. But this is the thing.
Girl, you is crazy. I'm irritated.
No, she okay? not.
Wait, ma'am, let me ask you a question. Hold on. This is so crazy to me. I mean, is it possible that you got this bacterial infection from something else?
I know my body.
Okay, I hear you, sweetie. Okay, Grace, on God, you doing all this damn talking and you have no real hard evidence that he's been cheating.
Or do you? Do you have any evidence of him cheating in the past at all?
Well, when we first got together, he was with somebody. And he was
talking about that ending. That means you got past that. We talking about right now.
We got past it. You just asked, did I have any evidence?
No. We're talking about right now.
She don't got no evidence that I was cheating, so I don't know why she's still holding the grudge and shit. I don't know why she's still mad. I don't know why she's still catching attitudes and junk. I told her it wasn't mine.
Derek, so you not seeing nobody else?
Not seeing nobody else.
This girl crazy, man. Run, Forrest, as fast as you can. She's a descendant of Grace Jones. I'm telling you, she would not stop.
Okay, listen. This is crazy to me. You have no evidence of this man cheating at the moment. I'm just going to say, I guess y'all not going to move forward, or are y'all?
I mean, I'm willing to, but if she got trust issues, I'd probably just have to cut you off, man, because I can't be with her.
I already cut you off, sweetheart. You can't cut something that's already been cut.
Okay, that is. Yeah.
Ooh, well, y'all.
They need to cut you a crazy chick is what they need to cut.
That's what they need to do.
Damn, sis. Sheesh. I was trying.
Yeah, on behalf of 1-800-BETHUNE Law Firm, man, y'all would not be getting this $100, man. Sorry, Darius, man. It sounds like you just got a hold to the wrong one. So, hey, it is what it is, man. Y'all call us up. Let's talk about the second date update. 1-866-YUNGJOC. That's Young Jock. Keep it right here where you got it. Young Jock in the streets more than takeover. Yeah.